The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the Flash Briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. FDA lifts hold on clinical trials of intrathecal OAV-101. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has lifted its partial hold on clinical trials of OAV-101, also known as AVXS-101, an investigational intrathecal gene therapy for the treatment of spinal muscular atrophy. The agency put on a hold on the open-label clinical trial STRONG in 2019, citing concerns seen in animal studies. In particular, there was concern that intrathecal administration, when a treatment is injected through the spine, directly into the fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, might cause damage to dorsal root ganglia, or DRG, a type of neuronal structure in the spine. Now Novartis, the company developing OAV-101, has completed a comprehensive set of toxicology studies in non-human primates. The results of these studies addressed all issues identified, according to a press release from Novartis. We are very pleased that our comprehensive non-clinical data package has addressed all issues identified related to DRG toxicity, and the FDA has reached the decision that we may proceed with our OAV-101 IT clinical trial program, said Shepard Mofu, MD, the chief medical officer at Novartis Gene Therapies. SMA is caused by mutations in the gene SMN1. The goal of gene therapies like OAV-101 is to deliver a non-mutated version of this gene to the body's cells. When given by intravenous infusion, OAV-101 is known as Zolgensma and approved by the FDA to treat all SMA patients up to age 2. The STRONG trial investigated the effects of 3 different doses of OAV-101 in children with SMA types 2 and 3, ages 6 months to 5 years. Findings from the trial have indicated that the treatment can improve motor function, particularly in trial participants who are 2 years or older. With the FDA hold lifted, Novartis is now planning to launch a new Phase 3 clinical trial called STEER, which will test OAV-101 in children and adolescents with SMA type 2. STEER aims to enroll more than 100 participants between the ages of 2 and 18 who are able to sit but have never walked. The trial will enroll only treatment-naive participants or individuals who have never been treated. Participants will be given either OAV-101 or a sham procedure, then monitored for 52 weeks or about a year. After that time, participants given the sham procedure will be given the active treatment and vice versa. The trial's main goal is to assess the effects of treatment on motor function, as assessed with the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale expanded. Other measures of physical function, as well as safety and tolerability, will also be assessed. Mofu said, quote, "We believe that all patients diagnosed with SMA should be able to benefit from the transformative impact of gene therapy, and we remain confident that investigational OAV-101 IT is a viable potential treatment path for older patients who often have ongoing unmet needs, and for whom a one-time treatment could be especially compelling."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading another one of our stories from our 31 Days of SMA campaign, running throughout all of August. This is Tristram Peters' story from Day 12. When I was younger, I tried to hide my disability. I pushed myself to do everything my peers did, to show my disability didn't matter. I'd even choose not to wear my tray table on my wheelchair, thinking it made me look more disabled. Yeah, as if the wheelchair didn't give it away. I look back and wish I could have told my younger self to celebrate my difference. Because now I do and my life is richer for it, my mental health is too. I think ableism is something we don't discuss enough in our society. Scared of the stigma. It is real, and the impact it has on our mental health is undeniable. People told me I couldn't play sports, go to university, live by myself. it sucked hearing this. I internalized all that ableism, and my mental health took a hit. I hid my disability as much as possible, stopped wearing my tray, and apologized to people way too much. But it's wrong. I realized that all those people who said those things didn't know me, and they had nothing to challenge their view. So I challenged it. Now, I've played sports for my country, obtained 3 university degrees, and moved into my own place. I still apologize too much, but I'm working on it. The point is, don't hide who you are. You might not want the same things as me, but you can achieve what you want. Challenge the ableism. I wish I could have started years ago, because my mental health is all the better for it. Keep reading more of these stories from our 31 Days of SMA campaign. Again, all of these are available on our social media pages and on our main website at smanewstoday.com. If you have any favorites, we'd love to hear from you in our forums community. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day. I'm Kevin Schaefer, forums director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.